Welcome to Lanyap, a program about people, places, and events in North Louisiana. I'm Corey Crone, joined today by Dr. Mark Clark of the University of Louisiana Monroe. He's a professor of music and theater, and a big show coming up for the ULM School of Visual and Performing Arts. It's Sweeney Todd. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey.
Glad to be here. Glad to have you today.
Thank you.
And this is a perfect show for this time of year, because this is one of the most well-known shows that ran a long time on Broadway's, a lot of different places, but got a little spooky element to it. Tell me a little bit about Sweeney Todd.
It is, it's a tremendous show. It's complex. There's just so much going on in it. It's got great sets, tremendous, expansive choral scenes, and it's got a great orchestra, great score. Fantastic script, a lot of dialogue over music, wonderful singing. So, and people don't know how to describe it. Is it an opera? Is it musical theater? I've seen it performed in many, many different venues too. I've seen it performed in the Round in a very small theater, and I've seen it on a big opera stage. You'll see it at the Chicago Lyric Opera. In February, you'll see it at the New Orleans Opera. In fact, that's where we got our major props, was New Orleans Opera.
So this show opens Thursday, 7:30, Friday 7:30, Saturday at 7:30.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about the guts of the show. All I can remember is a whole lot of blood.
I was thinking originally it would be like Bat Boy, which I directed here a number of years ago, which started with some blood, and then it got bloodier and bloodier. This one, actually, if you look at our poster, you'll see blood dripping off the Sweeney Todd blade, his barber tool. And actually, obviously, the subject matter is Halloweenish, ghoulish, but it's all motivated, so to speak, predicated by a very, very important events in the past that you hear about, you understand, and it's kind of like Breaking Bad. You know, you have these elements in a person's past that bubble up, and 20 years later come to fore, and then you have mayhem, violence and mayhem. But it's not demonstrated so much on the stage. A lot of it's in the music and the script and in the intensity of the drama that's going on.
Well,
so
take me through the plot a little bit. I understand that something happened in the past and we're years later, but kind of get me through the plot a little bit and what we would come watch.
I will do it a little bit, but I don't want to do too much because there are definitely some twists in it that that are surprising, and we really want them to be surprising. We don't want to give away anything or spoil any surprises. But it's definitely character driven. So we're introduced to characters at the beginning. Sweeney Todd, who's actually changed his name from Barker, and we meet Mrs. Lovett, and we see the pie shop, and we meet characters at the beginning, and mostly it's about a Fleet Street. It's 1848 in London. So you get the flavor, you get the atmosphere, and then you understand what happened in Barker's past and why he's been in prison for a number of years, and unjustly, of course, and why he's come back and why he wants vengeance. And you see, it's amazing how in music and visually you're able to see what has happened in his past and why he is so much in turmoil and so torn up inside. And you feel for him, even though he's could be thought of as the villain of the show, you really feel for his predicament and what he's gone through and what he needs. You feel like you're with him. So all of the violence and the subject matter and all, which is very surprising. I mean, what is cooked in these pies is very surprising too. And you just have to see it. And I hope everyone will come and experience it. I know a lot of people have told me, they said, well, I've seen the movie. And I say, well, if you've seen the movie, you haven't seen the play. It's really quite different the way it's arranged in the play. And there's something about live theater when you experience this sort of subject matter and squeamish material and jokes as well as all the drama with a live audience, you just experience it in a completely different way from the way you'd experience it in your living room.
So this is a student cast.
It's an all-student cast, and we have gone about choosing this play in the opposite way. Usually you choose the play you want to do and you think about a lot of different factors, but we went backwards on this. The faculty and I were listening to singers last spring and watching what they were doing and talking about it, and we thought, my gosh, we have a cast for Sweeney Todd. And then when we found the barber chair, which has the ejection seat, which has the seat basically ejecting down into a... So the bodies that are being shaved and executed by Todd go down the chute into the pie house. We actually were able to find that chair with the New Orleans Opera, identify it, and built a set around it, which was extraordinary. So we had the singers, we had the voices. Even though they're students, they're very, very mature in the way they've approached this.
So if somebody wanted to find out more information about the play, where can they go?
Well, I would just, you can come right to Brown Theater for the performances to get tickets. You can call 342-1414 for more information. You can get tickets online, ulm.edu/VAPA. You can buy tickets online. But I would just come to the theater. We'll have a few seats available for all three nights. And just come, bring your friends. General admission tickets are $15, and staff, faculty at ULM are $5.
That's Professor Mark Clark, Sweeney Todd, going on at ULM. Visit our website, kedm.org, to find out more.